What I've seen there, I've seen families. They're living next to the oil wells. Those families migrated from southern part of Unity State towards the higher ground, which is the northern part of Unity State. So most of them, health-wise, I've seen like they have a dry skin. They don't look healthy. I've tried to interact with them because I went with the chief of Roriak, and he helped me also to talk to the communities after he understood that my assignment was about the flood, and he explained further about the families that are residing next to the oil wells. So we asked them why they are residing there. They said they don't have anywhere to go. I've asked them how they get the water, and they talked about getting the water from a stream. I thought maybe it's a seasonal stream. Unfortunately, it was a water from oil exploration. So they showed me, and I asked them, how does it taste? And they said it tastes gasoline. Some water also is contaminated. And I've asked them also how they're managing. And they said there is nothing that they can afford also. And that's how they're staying with their kids.
Let's talk about the effects of the oil exploration on communities that you visited. Have you seen any pools of oil, or have you seen any side effects of the oil exploration that could be dangerous to lives of human beings and livestock in the area?
Based on what I found from interaction with the cattle keepers, most of them, they lost most of their herds, and they talked about birth defects happening with their animals also. Some being born without limbs, like different cases, different scenarios. And some also, they said their cows usually used to go and drink from their oil wells. It's like kind of a pool of a water. The cows usually used to drink from there. And the next few days, some cows died. Based on the stories they told me, some cows died. And others, they said, like, remain with only 5 cows out of 1,000 cows. And also talking with the other community who don't have any animals to look after, they talked about the smell of the water. You know, the borehole water, it smells gasoline. And they said also it causes them diarrhea. Sometimes for 1 week, they can go with diarrhea if they didn't get any access to medical facilities.
What are doctors in the area telling you? Let's talk about Bantu. Bantu has a hospital. And have you spoken to any health officials there about this situation?
I've visited Bantu Hospital, the government hospital. And coincidentally, we found a case there. Interacting with the doctor, and he told us there are random cases being reported to the hospital, and usually they have cases coming in sometimes 2 or 3 in a month, and sometimes they keep records, and sometimes they see also cases over social media. As it's been shown in the documentary, the baby was on oxygen, and he told me that he's supporting the child just with the oxygen, just to see how far the child will live.
For the benefit of our listeners who have not watched the documentary, I'm saying for the benefit of our listeners who have not watched the documentary, you're talking about a baby who was born with defects. The doctor was explaining to you, is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct. The child's nose and mouth, it's open, and also the limbs, like the hands and the feet, it's not straight, and was supported with oxygen. That's what I've seen in the hospital with the doctor.
After your visit to the oil fields, you came back to Juba and had a sit-down with a member of the Council of States. What is the government telling you, or what are lawmakers saying? Because this appears to be like a very serious environmental hazard that is ignored.
I've met with the first deputy speaker, Honorable Mary Ayen, for the Council of States, because she's been advocating also about those cases. She shares a lot of evidence about cases that are happening also in Ruang, and she said that she's looking also forward about the issue of environmental audit, that it's overdue more than a year now. Basically, that's what we talked about. That's what she shared. Photos of children being having defects in growing, and yeah, she said that there are a lot of cases kind of growing, but I don't know how far now the government will collect the data or how far they will share with us the other cases publicly, and especially the environmental audit.
Maura, I must say this must have been one of your toughest assignment in your career. How did that assignment impact on your life? I mean, you've seen people suffering, you've seen people affected by effects of the oil exploration. As a South Sudanese, talk to me from your deepest heart.
Because I've been covering, the security arrangements from the revitalized peace agreement, moving to the military sites, and then covering human rights and different stories. I never thought water would expose what's been hidden for years. And I was shocked through my first visit to Unity. It was 2021 during the floods when a few community members start complaining about their cattle been dying randomly and also seeing oil floating or on top of the water. Really, I had to process for years, honestly. I had videos about the floods and everything. And then also, seeing the cows floating over the flooded water, it wasn't normal to me. It wasn't normal. Yes, there are some natural disasters, but this one, it's not normal. It's not normal also to see humans, let's say that, walking dead, interacting with them and seeing their health situation. It was quite tough.